Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
You have to fall in love with the process so you can see the progress. I implement and I emphasize that to a lot of people. Fall in love with that process so you can understand the progress. And I think people are afraid of getting tired, or, you know, they're afraid to feel the pain, the burn. I love it. I love it. You know, the process teaches so much. It teaches you how to be thankful and grateful. It teaches you the skill set and the wheel set of being great and reaching your pinnacle and manifesting your goals. And I tell people all the time that not everybody who got a skill set is better. I love people who got that wheel, that drive, because you can be better than me, you can be bigger than me, you can be stronger than me, you can be mentally tuned, but you got the skill set, but if I got the wheel set, if I got that drive, that wheel, you will not outwork me in any ways.
On today's episode of the CLS Experience, we have a very passionate treat. He's a dynamic speaker, a content creator, motivator, and life transformer, just to name a few. He grew up without a father and in poverty, lost his college football scholarship, and battled alcoholism at a young age. And he's here today to share his story to elevate and inspire others that they too can overcome and thrive. He's a firm believer that everyone had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. And his ability to practice vulnerability while sharing his story and connecting is second to none. He's here to talk that talk and teach you the tools you'll need to achieve and maintain whole life success, no big deal. He's just a juggernaut in all facets of life and a terrific husband and father. Please welcome the energetic, abundant, passionate, and handsome Mr. All or Nothing, Big Dog, George White. How you doing, George?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, my brother. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a blessing and an honor to be on your show, my brother.
Yeah. And we've collaborated a couple times. And yes. The truth matter is, we always keep it real and raw. The last time you and I connected, we actually recorded the show, but I was traveling. You were traveling. You had some things going on. And it was so good that we're like, we're going to settle for nothing less than top quality. So we're running it back, which honestly is a treat. The audience is in for such a treat today. I can't trust enough. For our community, and we've grown since we last spoke, about 5 million now. If you're not familiar with George, very simple. Here's the homework assignment. Go follow him on social media. Check out all his content. I challenge you to not get moved by what he's talking about. He speaks to your soul. He's incredible. He's blowing up. I don't know if there's anyone that has more momentum right now. So play catch up. What I think is most valuable today is we just have an unbelievable conversation. Before we dive in, we're going to get a little nuts. You ready for me, George?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
George, what makes you feel most alive right now, brother?
Being my purpose, living my purpose, and understanding my purpose. The more I can transform other people's lives, I'm living. The more I can become a better dad, I'm living. The more I can become a better father, I'm living. And I'm working on being better than yesterday. So I can't be content or complacent, because every day is another opportunity to be great. And to be a big dog, you got to do what big dogs do.
That's it. And I love your mentality for so many reasons. But one specifically is you have this mentality like me, where what success is not is dominating in one area, right? And you understand that, like you mentioned, dad, husband, motivator, friend, whatever the case may be, you got to be able to achieve mastery in all those things. And the fact that you're surpassing your potential, but striving each and every single day, that gives you meaning and purpose. And I agree, brother, that keeps you most alive.
Exactly. And, you know, just as much as I want to be a millionaire, I want to be a millionaire father, a millionaire husband. So I have to do the groundwork and the legwork to be intentional with myself so I can improve each and every day. I can't emphasize enough how imperative it is. You can't be great in your purpose, but you're not great at home. So it's important you understand who you are and whose you are. Walk in your anointing, walk in your calling. Allow God to you know, make you and mold you into the man you need to be so you can be great in your purpose at all times.
Yeah, this is so relatable to me because I spent 13 years on Wall Street, and during that season, I was in quotes successful because I was making money, but I was emotionally and spiritually bankrupt. And I reinvented myself, my identity, my career, everything. And the irony is when you really step into your purpose, the money follows you, which I know you're seeing now too, and it's so fun to watch. But I could not agree with you more, brother. I wanted to ask you this. Everybody has gifts. I think it's everyone's responsibility to identify them. One of your many gifts is your ability to move people like I've never seen. When did you realize that you're really gifted in moving human beings?
Maybe in, I would say in the year of 2000, it started around 2015, but I didn't really start doing motivation speaking around 2018. And it started for me moving people that was around me and moving people that's in a corporate office. When I started working in a corporate office, I was moving people, not only people I work with, but the people, the customer. And I had a unique gift. And when God told me, it's time, son, it's time for you to reach the world. And I don't need you behind a desk. I need you behind that mic. So that's when everything started transition. I put my best foot forward and allowed God to help me get to my purpose, which is continue to allow the Holy Spirit to radiate through me as I'm speaking and reaching people all across the world. And man, it's a blessing and it feels good.
Yeah, isn't it the best? Like the real ROI that I'm going to get today, aside from talking to you, which always excites me, brother, and I love building the friendship. The real ROI is that somebody listening to you and I chat today is going to breathe a little bit different oxygen because you and I showed up, right? We just breathe some life into them. That's what it's all about.
Exactly, facts. And
Yeah.
it take a life to save a life. And that's why I say, it's imperative to have understanding of who you are and what you are. And when God puts you in position to reach the world and change the world, you got to make sure you're working yourself every day because we changing lives. You, me, and we got to be better. We have no choice but to.
Yeah, 100%. This is so good, buddy. I want to ask you one funny one, and then we'll dive into some of the real juicy stuff. George, what's something weird about you that a lot of people might not know?
I would say that I don't sleep as much as people. I'm not a TV watcher. I'm hungry, man. Craig, when I say I'm hungry, I don't do the normal things as normal people. The average life on this earth is 78 years. You got 78 winters, 78 summers, 78 falls. And I make valuable every time we have on this earth, which is enjoying my family, keep creating a relationship with the Most High, and make sure I pursue my purpose that I have on this earth. So I don't have time to do things that are not going to benefit me. A wise man once said, crying with the wise is better than laughing with the fools. So you do fool-like things, you're going to see fool-like results. So make a change, make a difference.
Wait, can you run that back? What did they say?
A wise man once said, crying with the wise is better than laughing with the fools. So if you do fool-like things, you're going to receive fool-like results. So make a change, make a difference.
Yeah, that's it. So good, buddy. I love this, and I acknowledge you. It's just I love speaking to you every time. You elevate me.
Thank you.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, for the and I don't want to talk too much about the background. I want the audience to play catch up. I want to talk about all these things that you're doing now, but let's just give them a little bit of context. It wasn't always like this for you, just like me. We all have our journeys and so forth. And I mentioned earlier, you turned a little bit of alcoholism and stuff like that. And you were kind of a little bit lost in the wilderness without a compass. And then obviously you turned it all around. What was that moment like for you when you really had that quantum shift to kind of start getting momentum?
When you're chosen, you go through a transformation. Chosen people don't always have the easy life. You go through the most. Sometimes, and the reason why you go through the most because to be chosen, you had to understand how to be on both sides. But once that transformation came, and I no longer conformed to this world, but transformed by renewal of my mind, it was go season. It was go season. That light came on, and I've been all gas, no brakes, and more gas, less brakes ever since. And that's the reason why I have that momentum right now, because I could have allowed alcoholism to keep me down, keep me in that dark place, but I made a decision. And I would get convicted and I surrender and say, you know what? I'm coming out that darkness and I'm stepping into that light. I'm going to step into that light. I'm not going to continue to have that stronghold on me or that generation cycle. I have my own family. So I knew that how imperative it was to make sure I can transition so I can transform. And now I'm the big speaker, not just a speaker, but I'm the big speaker and I'm international with it. And I'm just getting started. So the word got to feel me.
Yeah, I can confirm you're just getting warmed up. You haven't even barely scratched the surface, which is awesome for the world because millions and billions of lives are going to be changed because of you stepping into your gifts and so forth. I wanted to ask you this straight off the cuff. How dark did it get in some of those darker seasons before you turned it around?
Darker than dark, where it's so dark you didn't know how to maneuver because you don't know which way to go. You can't see or feel. You become numb to it. It becomes your identity every day. And I had to make a decision. Once again, like I told you, I had to make a decision of wanting to stay there because it's kind of comfortable, but it was terrifying. Or let me get some of this sunlight. Let me get some of this vitamin D. Let me turn myself up and be who God has created me to be. The Most High didn't put us on this earth to be average. The Most High didn't put us on this earth to be just like to be mediocre or to live a mediocre life. He wants to be great. He said, I know the plans and thoughts I have for you, says the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not harm you, plan to give prosperity and hope, future and hope. So that's all I need to know. And like in the book of Matthews, and it said, you know, it's enough harvest, but not enough labors. See, we make excuses for ourselves, Craig. It's out there for us. He said, it's enough harvest for everybody, but not enough labor. But the man above loved us so much that he sent his sheep in the midst of the wolves to look for more labors. So anything we desire in the heart and we want, we got to work for it. He's going to give it to us. Work without faith is dead. Faith without work is dead. So we got to go get it.
Yeah. I'm laughing because I just love you. I had on, it's funny because I grew up Jewish, but what's most important to me these days is my relationship with God. And I had on, you know, Steve Furtick, the pastor. Yeah. Yeah, very animated. And he was on my TV maybe one Sunday morning. I was doing some work and he was on the background and he said something like this. And it kind of resonated with what you just said. He said, God will give you the green light, but he won't drive the car for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to do the work. He'll give you a glimpse. It's there mm-hmm. for you. But you got to be willing to put in the work, baby.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, people want the life, but they don't want the work. And dreams don't work unless you do. You know, blood, sweat, and tears come with this. And I made a video about that. I let people know, you know, people see the limelight, the glamorous of people's life, but it come with work, it come with blood, it come with sacrifice. You know, it come with amounts of sleepless days, man. And all that would be rewarding at the end, but you got to do the groundwork. You got to do the legwork. You got to put the groundwork in to get where you want to be, to receive what you want.
It's crazy to me that I guess it's not, because I guess I was there too. Well, I always worked hard. I just wasn't able to put it all together. So many people see what I've done, like in my community over the last 2 years. They think it's an overnight success, but they don't know that I've been putting in the work, staying mentally fit, sharpening the axe for 15 years. I just finally put it all together. But as soon as I tell them what it takes, especially in the beginning stages, like you said, when you say you're hungry, brother, like you say mm-hmm. it differently. It hits differently because I know mm-hmm. where you're at and I know how hungry you are. But you got to embrace that season of grind, at least in the beginning, right? Because nothing, Walt Disney, Steve Jobs, The Rock, you, right? Like everyone that created something really special and put a dent in the universe, there's an irreplaceable season of grind in the beginning. I actually dropped a solo episode today in the show. And you might as well learn to love it, right? Fall mm-hmm. in love with the process because mm-hmm. it's a prerequisite for all the magic out there. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes, you have to fall in love with the process so you can see the progress. I implement and I emphasize that to a lot of people. Fall in love with that process so you can understand the progress. And I think people are afraid to get tired or, you know, they're afraid to feel the pain, the burn. I love it. I love it. You know, the process teaches you so much. It teaches you how to be thankful and grateful. It teaches you the skill set and the wheel set of being great and reaching your pinnacle and manifesting your goals. And I tell people all the time that Now everybody who got a skill set is better. I love people who got that will, that drive, because you can be better than me. You can be bigger than me. You can be stronger than me. You can be mentally tuned. But if I, and you got the skill set, but if I got the will set, if I got that drive, that will, you will not outwork me in any ways, in any ways.
Bang. It brings me great joy, gratitude, and teary eyes to announce we just signed a massive book deal with the iconic Wiley Publishing. I certainly don't know everything, but one thing I do know is how to reinvent yourself, including both your career and identity, to achieve spectacular success in a short amount of time. You see, CLS was not an overnight success. I have been studying all sorts of personal development, emotional intelligence, psychology, NLP, the law of attraction, Kabbalah, historic figures, and documenting my studies in journals for 15 years. This, combined with interviewing the world's greatest high achievers, I have now taken all this wisdom and articulated into one single vessel called the Reinvention Formula, how to unlock a bulletproof mindset and upgrade your life, which is now available for pre-order anywhere you buy books, including Barnes & Nobles and Amazon. Grab your copy today and allow the elevation, upgrades, and understanding of how to think and play bigger begin. Thank me later, you dig?
And I tell people all the time that they're what people look for. You can always coach performance, but you cannot coach professionalism. So if you got that will set, you're going to have professionalism on top of performance. A lot of people who have the skill set, they only know how to perform when they want to, because they get arrogant, they get high-headed. I'm the biggest, I'm the greatest. But it's always somebody who hungry, more hungry than you. It's always somebody who clicked at your heels. It's always somebody who want to outdo you, outshine you. And they're going to be clicking at your heels. So it's imperative to adopt that will set when you're going through the process. And that's what's going to take, and lead you to being a champion.
Yeah, 100%. And you obviously, like I said earlier, you have a lot of momentum, brother, and you're just getting started, but you are rising. How do you keep that hung, that mentality, like I've never arrived, even when you start to materialize some massive success?
Because I was able to open my eyes this morning. I was able to put my feet on the ground. I was able to kiss my wife, kiss my kids, and tell how much I love them. That's all I need, boss. Yeah. An opportunity. I told, if I pray to God about an opportunity, he said, okay, I gave you opportunity. You opened your eyes this morning. See, everybody look at opportunity different. They say, if you give me this, guy, I can do this. If you give me this, I don't think I need to be able to see, feel, touch, and hear. And it's all gas from there. See, I don't make excuses. I make results.
Yeah, it just got me emotional as you were saying that.
Richard.
Because I don't know if there's a better analogy in the world. Everyone's looking for an opportunity. How about the fact that you woke up today? How's that
exactly.
Opportunity? Like, is there not enough resources in 2023 to find information for free at your fingertips for anything that you want? YouTube, books, podcasts, whatever the case may be. Like, there is no excuses, brother, right?
Exactly. But, you know, like I say, people live off excuses and they complain about the results they don't get. You know, you got to learn how to utilize your resources to get to the main source. So it's kind of like this here. If you want to connect with God and create a better relationship with God, he's the source. And then you utilize your resources. You can have five different resources to understand the source, which is reading, praying, meditating, understanding. That's going to help you get to the main source. And that's the blueprint that I give people. People say, George, I see the vision, but I don't know how to get started. So I ask them, what you want the most? They'll tell me. That's their source right there. That's that bubble. That's your source. You got to do X, Y, and Z to get to – that's your resources. So I tell people, as you got your resources, you got an A, B, C, and D. It's like plans, your backup plan, whatever. Your B protect your A, your C protect your B, your D protect your C. You always got to be like that, because if you have an A, B, and C, and D, and if it got protection, your B going to be as strong as your A. Your C going to be as strong as your B, because you're intentional. You want this. So utilize your resources You're going to get to the main source.
And a word you just used that I had to extract was intentional. I'm intentional about literally every single thing that I do, especially these days. I don't do anything by accident. It's always strategic, methodical. I'm planning 10 moves ahead. And I think everyone can only benefit if they live their life there in that community, right? Like, you don't know what tomorrow brings. Like, be super intentional with everything that you do, specifically everybody that you surround yourself with, just in general, just being intentional, not random, so to speak, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm so glad that we ran this back, brother.
And we'll me too.
Yeah. This is incredible. I want to mention a couple of your greatest hits, at least in my opinion, just checking out your content, because number one, I'm a fan and you look at me. And number two, because you want to show this conversation of respect it deserves by doing the homework. One of the things that you talk about is that it's really stuck out to me. Stop trying to prove your point to people who already have their mind made up. That's what you mean by that. That one hit home.
Listen, I would tell people, you get nowhere walking backwards if you're not looking for. You know what I'm saying? So if you keep walking, if you look for it, you walk for it, you don't get more than you ask for. And you got to stop trying to prove your points to people who already made their mind up about you. You got to learn how to peep, understand, and fall back, because for your protection and for your safety. If you keep trying to look back and walk back to people who criticize you, who try to discourage you or speak ill against you, you're not winning that way. You don't forever lose. You don't keep walking back. You don't keep forever failing. So you just got to understand that life going to be life and people going to be people.
Yeah.
Life going to be life. People going to be people. And, you know, we all sometimes we look at, oh, they say this, they say that. But you can't ask to be better at what you do or be bigger if you can't handle when people have something to say about you or criticize how you do what you do and what you trying to do. It's about what you stand for.
That's it. And you'll never be the GOAT if you're triggered by every response, right?
Exactly.
Like, there's an old expression. I didn't make it up. I can't take credit for it. But you can't throw stones at every dog that barks or you never go forward. And this also ties into something that you often speak about. Correct me if I'm wrong, but same concept. Like, not everything or everyone deserves a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not everybody deserves a reaction. Not everybody deserves your time. Not everybody deserves your friendship. You know, don't place your energy into people who don't value you. Don't lose your worth based on somebody else's inability to see your worth. Don't lose your time based on somebody's inability to see your worth, especially when God is using you. You know, God know what you want more than anything. So don't give people that time. Don't give people that energy. You know, let them think they want. Let them be who they are. But you got to be who you are. Don't lose you.
Yeah. And as you continue to send, brother, as a human and also your brand, and this is something I'm experiencing now too, and I'd love to hear if you are as well. The more you continue to ascend, the more people are going to have different opinions about you, right? And you can't please everyone. And to be honest with you, when you start having people like haters or someone not agree with you, that number one, it probably means you're doing something right, right? Mm-hmm. You get noticed and you're making more of an impact. And the reality is, yeah, like, you can't save everyone. And maybe you're not for everyone. And it doesn't make us right or them wrong. We're just continue doing the best that you can with integrity, with heart. And that triggers some people.
And you said something when you start to ascend. I tell people, if God didn't throw you a parachute, then it wasn't meant for you to fly up with me. If God only sent me a parachute and not you, he don't want you to come with me on this journey. There's a reason why you're not with me on this journey, because you can hinder me, or you're not ready to overcome this storm or go through this storm I'm about to encounter. That's the reason why you didn't receive this parachute, but I did. So when you start ascending, there's going to be a lot of people, past people, who have a side conversation with side people because how you ascended. But if God wanted you to come with me, he would allow you to check in at the check-in counter with me. He would allow you to clear TSA with me. He would allow you to board my plane, but he didn't. Because as soon as you were trying to get on my plane, you would have too much to say. You were trying to fly the plane. You were trying to be the pilot. And God knows how people try to be more than what they are called to be, especially if they're within your journey. If God bless you to be on this journey with somebody, embrace that. Be appreciative. Be grateful. Don't try to overstep your boundaries. And everybody don't understand boundaries. They don't understand boundaries.
George, can you be on any more fire today, brother? I will really not, just in general. Your reframes are second to none. Side people, with side conversations with side people. How did you frame that?
So you can't worry about people. Side people who had side conversation with side people.
Right.
So, you know, they'll try to socialize themselves. You can have a friend that try to socialize themselves with people they knows that they know don't like you. So they have side conversation with side people. You know, talking about you won't make it. You won't do this. You can't become this. Or, you know, you just got to be careful, man. Some people befriend you so they can use you. Once they can't use you, they start hating. But the truth is, they've been hating since day one.
Right. So true, buddy. Yes. And God didn't give you that parachute, right? So you're not supposed to be on this journey. So essentially, we're being promoted and protected.
Exactly. You can't play with God's people. Yeah. You can't play with God's people. And soon people realize that they quit playing with you.
Yeah. And just as a gift for anyone that's like, you know, sometimes I beat myself up about because I still worry about those haters. As George likes to say, you can't carry things in life that you're not meant to carry, right?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. The only weight you're supposed to be carrying is what you weigh right now. Listen to me. The only weight you're supposed to be carrying is what you physically weigh right now. Everything that burdens you, that's not yours, assignment or whatever, don't pick it up. Now, I do say this here. Some people are big dogs. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of big dogs out here where they can carry their physical weight and put the world on their shoulders. They can put the world on their shoulders because they're ready to go after it. They're ready to attack. And some people are ready to attack because they built different. But not everybody is built different. I told you, when you built different, you receive different. In the name of Yahshua, you built different, you receive different.
So good, buddy. Again, right off the cuff, I have to ask you, I know you're very busy, but I know you're always sharpening the axe. What are you reading right now? Like what do you consume, if any free time that you get to help you stay elevated?
A book called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life by Dr. Amen.
Love that guy. Just had him on the show and we just read it too. Great stuff. Man,
I love that book, man. I love that book. I love how he spoke about.
He's great, that guy.
What's that?
Dr. Amen's great. Great guy.
Yeah, he is very great. And I like the way, you know, he's at the beginning, you know, he spoke about, you know, his religion, things like that. And, you know, Dr. Amen put the work in. He had the knowledge. And when you have knowledge, nobody can tell you what you don't know. You know, people use CAT scan, but he got something different. He can see all through the brain. I love the technique from, I think, back in the 90s. And he just explained a lot of stuff, man, you know, with ADHD. I'm hearing a book. He was speaking about this young boy that he knew, that's a friend of the family, that had a cyst on his cortex. Oh, I forgot the name of it. And he's seen it, and different scholars wouldn't approve to have the surgery to remove it because they felt like the young boy wasn't showing any signs of anything bad. But he was like, yes, it is bad, because it caused him to act out at school with his parents and things like that. So it's just, when you're intentional with your work, nobody can tell you what you don't know. And I took so much information from that book where it's a must read for everybody. You know, it just gives you a different perspective from a doctor perspective, and being intentional with your patient and love what you do, and don't let nobody tell you what you don't know and how you can't do with what you know.
You're such a stud, buddy. I mean, it's incredible. And I love that you're tapping into some of his work as well. George, I wanted to ask you this. I recently did a post about this, and you do it as good as anybody I know. And that, my friend, is thinking big. And I know you often say, like, you can't think big and play small. What is it that you say?
You can't dream big. Yeah, you can't dream big and think small. That's why lately I've been thinking global. You can't dream big and think small.
Nutrition Solutions offers the best healthy meal prep options for health, wellness, weight loss, and improved performance. The customer service and support at Nutrition Solutions is unbelievable and second to none. And when I travel for my marathons, the meals are waiting at my hotel. I don't even have to break a sweat. Even their protein donuts and breakfast items are made with fresh, organic ingredients. I love Nutrition Solutions' reliability, quality, and all-around lifestyle that they represent, which is world-class. To get both physically and mentally fit, go to NutritionSolutions.com and use promo code CLS25. Thank me later, you dig.
You gotta think global.
Yeah. So good. And the cool thing, at least in my opinion, I'd love to hear your take on this, is thinking big is a muscle that can be developed. As soon as you start challenging your limitations, right? Instead of focusing on what can go wrong, what can go right? And then if you have those limiting beliefs, all right, but let me challenge. Actually, let's talk about this, Dr. Damon. Let me challenge those beliefs. And you can start to practice thinking globally, thinking bigger. And you could develop that almost as a skill or a muscle. Would you agree?
Yes, yes, yes. Anything you have on your body or in your body can grow, good or bad. So if you like I said, the word intentional, if you stay intentional and you stay level-headed and stay determined to be better, everything in your life become better on the outside and with the inside as well. And what I tell people, it's not, your brain is the motor. It operates everything. For you to even move a finger, it comes from the brain. So if you can think bigger within your mind, you're going to receive bigger on the outside and on the inside. You're going to feel so much better. And not for all cases, but I tell people as well that sometimes by thinking big, and it creates faith and it removes anxiety. It removes depression because you feel unstoppable. Even if it's for a season, you did something that you never done in the last season or the season before, which is think bigger. It takes one opportunity in that right season when you start thinking bigger. You're going to receive the things you've been praying for 10 years because you removed the old you and you step into the new you. And now they're seeing the big dog. Now you're feeling the big dog coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's imperative you think bigger.
Yeah, I imagine you're big into energy, like vibrations and frequencies, right? Like thinking big, being a vibrational match for all the abundance out there, as opposed to co-signing scarcity and so forth. Are you big into like energy and positive energy and law of attraction, stuff like that?
I'm big into God, the Most High. I'm big into the Most High. And then yes thing, I tell God is energy. The Most High is energy, everything. Everything in the heavens and everything on earth, he created this. Law of attraction, laws of attraction, but God is everything. And he's the first, he's the last, and he'll be forever. So the gift of discernment, he provided me, which allowed me to understand energy, understand people. And that's why I'm able to have this momentum. That's not my doing. It's the man above. So I cannot take credit for anything. And I'm thankful more than anything because he made things a little more smoother for me, which allowed me to empathize and sympathize my brothers and sisters, especially when they're going through some things, you know? So, you know, I don't judge people what they believe in. I don't judge people by what they wear. I judge them by their oil, man. It's the oil. It's what's in you. It's not what's on you. It's what's in you. You know what I'm saying? So a blind man can walk straighter than a person who got vision, you know, because what's in you. It's about who you allow to guide you. So that's my take on it. That's what I believe.
Yeah. And you have contrast, right? Because you didn't always have that faith and now you do. Mm-hmm. And now you see what happens with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And me having understanding and faith and me going through what I went through, Craig, it's a blessing. And I won't say a blessing in disguise, that it didn't disguise itself. It showed itself in a way where I needed to see what I needed to see to become me. And now I'm the big dog. I'm the big speaker. And when people say that, they don't only say that because it sounds cool. They firmly believe that, man, he's a big speaker for real, because he really, how do you know I feel like this? How you know I'm going through this? How can you speak on this topic? Man, he hit me every time. And I say, it's the Most High. It's not my doing. It's the man above. And not only today, I'm going to continue to reach as many more people. And I told myself a year ago, year and a half, when God would tell me that your voice gonna touch the world. And I spoke that. And it's doing that. And I'm not in competition with nobody. But I am here to get my point across.
Yeah, and it's working, brother. And it's reaching the masses. And you recently crossed paths with like a little lesser known actor that nobody's probably familiar with by the name of The Rock. And he shouted you out. And I know a little bit about the story because you and I talked offline and so forth. You guys exchanged DMs and so forth. But maybe I think the audience would really appreciate this. How did you get on the Rock's radar?
Being consistent, doing what I'm doing, man. It's gonna reach when you're great at what you do and you love what you do and being consistent at what you do. You know, you're gonna reach the people who need to reach. You know, so shout out to Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. He even sent me a message in my inbox on Instagram. He loved what I do. And I appreciate that. You know, it's a blessing. It's an honor as well. And I'm just grateful, man. I'm grateful for it all, man. And I'm reaching not only, you know, actors and, you know, I'm reaching those who are athletes, rappers, anything. I want to help people change. But just to see the person I grew up, you know, watching, because he's my favorite wrestler, The Rock, reach out to me. It showed me, you know, it showed me that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So I'm thankful. And he also just commented on my post the other day, too. So, like, you know, he's a great brother, man. He's a person that I love to continue to connect with in the future. His positivity, his drive, his will set. This man can work, man. He worked like a workhorse. And he don't talk about it. He walked about it. So he'll be dog.
Yeah, he's like us in the fact that, like, he takes pride in that hard working harder than everybody. I know that's cliche, but most people don't really do it. And that guy has that. He still has that mentality, like he's never arrived. And yet, I don't even think it's an opinion. I think it's a fact. He's probably the biggest Hollywood star on the planet right now. But I'm not surprised to hear that story one bit. It's just the first of many. Continue to reach everyone in between, right? But definitely a badass story. You mentioned he was your favorite wrestler. Were you a big wrestling fan growing up?
I was, man. I love
same.
I was watching it. I used to watch WCW and WWF, World Wrestling Federation, man. The Rock, Stone Cold. They were my two favorite, man.
Yeah, that was a great era, right? Undertaker, Age. And then the other ones, we had Goldberg, the NWO, Goldberg. Sting.
Yeah, Sting. Kevin Nash. Yeah, all them, man. I used to love it, man. I love the Generation X. Was that Tupac, Road Dogg?
Yep.
Triple H.
Yep.
That's some good times, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. George, you coming out with another book?
Yeah, so, yes, I have a book coming out. Hopefully, I can have it out within the next maybe a month or so. I start my tour. I start my Talk That Talk, George, the Takeover Tour, May 6th in Houston, Texas. Man, it's going to be great. I'm ready for that. But, yes, I have a book. Man, I hope the book should reach a lot of people, man. It's going to touch a lot of people, motivate people, going to encourage people, you know, going to help people tap into some things that should have been tapped in years ago. So I'm excited about this book, man.
George, when you say you want to help people, and I know you do the same, what do you think most people right now are struggling with specifically? Like, if you had to pick one limiting belief that most of us struggle with, what do you think it is?
Overthinking.
Tell us more.
Because a lot of people are sleeping, but they're not resting. Especially at night time, they do a lot of overthinking. So overthinking caused them to not act on the things that they really desire. And overthinking caused you to see things from perspectives that might not even be true. Sometimes overthinking make you believe some things are true when it's not. And it kind of like give you anxiety, depression. It comes with so much. So that's why I want to help people with the overthinking and just execute. Just execute to your highest ability. Quiet your mind. If you got to meditate, if you got to isolate, I tell people sometime in life, some point in time in your life, it's going to be a season where you got to isolate, eliminate, so you can elevate.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm so glad I just asked you that question. Because people close to me too, that I care deeply about, they have these big ideas, and then I touch base with them in 3-6 months. I didn't start it because of this. Like, I can't trust enough. And I want to say this to the audience right now: give yourself permission to be less than perfect. On the other side of messy and uncomfortable action is where all the growth happens. And it might not be that, but it might be this. But because you took that shot, unafraid to look silly or fail, whatever the case may be, something else came. But you have to actually take a swing, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, the old you. So, like, something has to die for something new to grow. So the old you has to die so the new you can be rebirthed again. And I feel like when people realize that's okay, enough is enough. I can't live like this. God didn't create me to live like this. I'm not going to feel overwhelmed. I'm not going to be overthinking. I'm going to allow that old me to die so the new me can be reborn again, rebirth the new me, and, you know, get me off that comfortability level. You know, to understand more, know more, then you got to do more. Got to do more.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. George, there's a lot of people in the space that are having a lot of success. You're coming up strong, brother. And it's really fun to watch. Who are some people out there that not necessarily that maybe you look up to, but people that you see that have been doing it for a little while and are doing a great job and you admire their work?
Man, I love, my brother, Inky Johnson. I love.
Stud.
Yeah, Inky Johnson, his testimony, the grind and not making excuses, but making results. And just putting the best foot forward. Eric Thomas, man, he's applying that pressure, longevity in the game. You know, Les Brown, he's the, you know, the guru of this. He started this for us, man. And, you know, so many greats. You know, even LeBron James, man. I look at greatness differently from a lot of people. It's not about how many victories, you know, and not about how many losses. It's the determination to be better every day, even if it takes 20 years, man, like to have consistency for 20 years and not get sidetracked and you keep elevating, you elevate, you get hungry, you grind, you keep pushing it. And, you know, and you're not worried about getting your point across because they got to see you. They got to, you know, they see you, they got to feel you, and they got to understand that the you know, the game not meant to be sold. I mean, the game meant to be sold, not told. And I believe that LeBron James, he did that and is doing that. And just to see that at the age, man, he overcame so much adversity. If you really think about it, like a lot of people are 5-6 years in the league and they fall off, you know, but to do what he do on that type of level, that type of stage from high school all the way into the league, man, to be where he at now, like that motivates me. It go to show you not where you came from, but where you going, because we both came from poverty. We both came from a single family home. So, you know, he not afraid to get messy with it. Yeah. So LeBron James, man, shout out to King James.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great one. And he's a polarizing guy, people, different opinions, but one thing you can't deny is his consistency, his commitment, his drive. Talk about a legend. I hope he comes back soon and they can make a run, the Lakers.
Oh, he will. We coming.
Yeah, hell yeah. This is so good, my man. The audience is for such a treat, George. I feel responsible to share your message as well. So I'm so happy that some of my audience who might not have been familiar is now going to get access to you. Of all the things that you have going on now, I know you're about to start speaking and you start your tour and so forth. What are you personally most excited about what you have going on right now?
The experience and the energy, the electrifying feel that's about to take place at these events, and just helping people become a better version of themselves. You know, it's not about me. It's bigger than me. It's being bigger than me. It's about serving my purpose. Not talking at people or talking with people, giving people, even though I'm utilizing my voice, I'm giving people a voice as well to, you know, become something they never thought they can be. And I feel like this here, as long as I have momentum, they got momentum, because I carry my people who support me and follow me with me everywhere I go, you know, so it's bigger than me.
What was that? That's right. I can hear your thoughts. Have no fear. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can get weekly access to the CLS experience live in action, dropping gems, nuggets, trainings, special celebrity and business mogul guest speakers, and maximum energy. We just launched the CLS membership. We have weekly Zooms with like-minded, growth-oriented juggernauts, networking and absorbing all the wisdom via weekly Zooms. Head to CultivateLastingSymphony.com and then bang, enter your new network today. Let's grow together. You dig?
I got some more big things that are coming in October. I got a lot of great things that are coming. So it's the process, man, the journey of it all. You know, I don't have a big team, but I do have a big team, if you know what I mean. Yeah. It's me, you know, my manager, my wife, and my oldest son. And we move the way we move. We move with purpose. We move with understanding. And we stand on what we speak. We stand on what we live. You know, everybody's success look different. And we not looking for no handout because we got the blueprint.
I love that you said that. I'm going to acknowledge you for that, buddy. As you continue to ascend and grow and evolve and even get better at what you're doing and touch more people, you don't even have to worry about the how. Like, opportunities are going to begin to just come your way. People are going to try to like creatively think about how they can get involved, how they could do business with you, all these things. All you have to do, and not that you need to hear this from me, but it's just keep doing what you're doing. And obviously that drive, it's so contagious, George. And speaking to you is so fun for me for many reasons, but primarily one thing that sticks out is you're operating with a very serious sense of urgency right now. And I feel the same, right? And I think we're about the same age. And it's just like, we've had this like spiritual awakening. Like we're not here to mess around. Like we don't have time for like mindless Netflix. Like we're here to make every second count, touch as many lives as we can, unapologetically make a lot of money. That'd be great too. Love, right? All the things. And you just have that vibe, brother. And anyone that's in your path, respectfully, is getting run down because I know where you're going. And it's so much fun to watch.
Respectfully. Anybody that try to get away or in my way, the assignment for God, got to get walked down, got to get stepped on respectfully. And then sometimes it got to happen. Then you got to teach people. You know, sometimes I teach people to stay humble. And sometimes teach people to stay out the way if God didn't put you in the way. Yeah. You know, so Craig, man, I'm going to be back on this show.
In a year,
everything I spoke, you were like, oh, my God. And matter of fact, what we're going to do, Craig, not only next year, but year four, we're going to be in person next time.
Definitely.
The energy is going to be electric. So.
Electric. We're going to share a stage soon. I'm going to put that intention as well. This is awesome. And I got so many nuggets out of this myself today, brother, which is one of the coolest things about the show and so forth, is not only sharing you with the community and supporting, but I learned as well. And that parachute analogy that you gave earlier was mind-blowing to me. Revolutionary. Right? For anyone that like does something that rubs you the wrong way for a second, just think about like they're exiting your life for a reason. They're not supposed to be on this path right now. So thank God for protecting and propelling you and just keep ascending.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep. Keep ascending. And, you know, I'm thankful and grateful. You should be thankful and grateful when God allowed things to go smoothly with people exiting your life, because it could be chaos. But if God didn't give them that parachute, they wasn't supposed to ascend with you. So.
That really stuck out to me, man. I think I know the answer, George, but we're at about 5 million now with the listeners. They're very loyal and engaging, and we'll put stuff in the show notes too. But what's the best way for all of them to support you, brother?
So you can Google me, George White, the speaker. You'll see my motivation albums. I got like 3 motivation albums, some singles. It'll show my Instagram, which is I am George White, the speaker. My TikTok, I am George White, the speaker. I'm missing YouTube, same thing, every social. I'm not hard to find.
No.
Man, you know, I'm pretty sure you heard my voice. I'm not hard to find.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm hard to keep up with. That's the difference.
I love it, brother. George, hang up for 1 second. I want to connect you after.
Okay.
I want to let you know, my man, you are the definition of perspective, authenticity, and wisdom. I could personally guarantee your best yet to come. Keep on spreading your wings and leaving your mark on this world. So much love and respect for you. Thank you so much for stopping by and dropping these priceless, juicy nuggets today, George.
Yes, sir. Turn them up, big dog. Yeah, that's real. Appreciate it, Craig.
My man, that was fantastic.
Appreciate it, man.
I'm so happy we ran. And I've never done that before because we're advocates, but I'm so happy that we made that choice together and we both created the space.
Yes. I'm pretty safe for having you, man. And it's a blessing and honor, man. The platform you have, man, it's really creating a lot of things for a lot of people. I was just on your page the other day. I forgot who you were in. She was a lady. Hey, what her name? I forgot her name. But you have different type of people that comes on, man, that can relate to different. You know, I like how you do that.
Thank you.
I forgot her name. She was blonde head. What's her name?
Maybe Emily or Tiffany.
Oh, Emily. Yeah, Emily. I think I messaged her before. She live in Florida.
I don't think Florida, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Emily, because she's a speaker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty cool, man. I used to listen to her. I started following her.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's pretty good. You have some more people in there, so I like the way you're doing, man. I support you for real.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying it. But anything else I could do off the top of your head to support you aside from build the friendship?
Oh, no, man. Just continue to support me. Where are you located?
New York, Manhattan.
All right. Okay.
What's on your mind?
New York might be the third city we come
really?
To. So we got Houston on the 6th. We haven't set a date for Atlanta, Georgia, the 2nd. But New York shows me a lot of love.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.